Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastora Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries, and I am so glad and so blessed to be before you once again. Yes, I have been away for some time, but the Word of God still lives in me, and the Word is true all by itself. I thank God, praise God, for being able to come before you at this time and begin to share with you the good news of the gospel of Jesus. And I want to let you know tonight that we're going to be going into the Word of God, and we're going to explore some things and some things that will make you happy and some things that may even make you mad, but it's okay because the Word is true all by itself. And I thank you right now for giving me the time to come into your homes, in your place, and in your space. But right now we're going to go into the Word of the Lord, and I want to say to you that this ministry is brought to you by Graham Private Christian High School and Happy Feet Learning Center. Yes, Graham Private Christian High School and Happy Learning Center that support this ministry. I am blessed among blessings. The Lord has been pouring out his blessings upon me and mine, and I pray that the Lord has been as good to you as he's been to me, because one thing I do understand, and I will let you know, that he has no respect of a person. What he say to one, he say to another, and what he do for one, he will do it for another. Praise Yahshua. And I thank you tonight, my Abiyah. As I come to you tonight, I come in the Word, and I come in the volume of the book. And I thank you for being able to allow me and bless me to be able to come and be a mouthpiece for you tonight and spread the good news with understanding. And Father, I ask you, my Abiyah, that you would allow me to go forth in your Word tonight and spread the Word and speak it with clarity and understanding. For many, praise the Lord, has been misled or are moving without understanding of your Word. And I believe you said in your Word that out of all you're getting, let's get some understanding. And tonight I come to you boldly as I ought to come in the name of Yahshua. Yahshua meaning in the Hebrew, the Savior. Yes, Yahshua. And I thank you, Yahshua, for giving me the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge to bring forth your Word in clarity. Bless this Word tonight. Bless it that it will go out and accomplish that in which it is sent. That it will go out and touch souls and save souls and reclaim souls and bring understanding to the soul of the man. And I want to say I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing and all that you have done and all that you will do. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In the name of Yahshua, Shalom. And tonight, praise the Lord, I want to come to you and ask you one profound question, and I want to make it very simple and plain. Do you believe the gospel? That's a question. Do you believe the gospel? Now, you know, many are reading the books and they're reading different volumes of the gospel, and they're saying this one is put by that one and this one has been written by this person. But do you believe the gospel? Now, I'm going to ask that question because I want to ask you what Yahshua really said. What did Yahshua really preach? Do you know? Just what did Yahshua mean by the kingdom of God? Now, here is the exciting good news here. There is a new world coming. And we're going to begin to go into this word, and I'm going to be giving you description. I'd like for you to write them down that you may be able to go back and read them later. But tonight we're going to talk about a message about the messenger. Your eternity depends upon your willingness to understand and believe the true gospel. Did you hear what I said? The true gospel. Yet, Apostle Paul warned the Christians of today, for if he would come preaching any other Joshua wouldn't, he said, whom have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. In 2 Corinthians 11 and 14, but frankly, my friend, millions of people of this in this society of a sincerity with men and women have put up with a false gospel. You know why? Because we don't read and we do not study the Word of God. The Bible says study the Scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life. He says study the Scriptures and they have been deceived all outright. Far too many easy bits have been deceived. Why? Why? Because too many have failed to obey God's command to prove all things. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. Joshua the Christ said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In Mark 1:15, you have believed the same gospel which Joshua preached. You need to be sure. There are many, many gospels being preached in the world today. Have you ever heard something like this before? Listen at this. Just come in and give God your heart and give your heart and your hand to give your hand to the preacher, give your heart to the Lord, and Joshua was born in a manger as the Christ, the Son of God, to save as many souls in this age as would accept him into their hearts. Now, when he grew up, he went around performing miracles and forgiving people. He kept God's harsh law for all of us before finally being nailed to the cross along with the old law. He rose from the dead on the third day. They have that wrong too. But anyway, he rose from the dead on the third day and appeared to many witnesses. Then he returned to heaven and began to set up his kingdom in the hearts of men. You've heard this before. And he will forgive your sins and come into your heart just as you are if you would only accept Joshua. You heard him tell you this. Means save you. Just believe on him and you will be saved, born again. And you will die and you will go to be with him in the heaven forever. But is that really the gospel? Joshua taught. If you have accepted without questioning and the almost anonymous voice of the mainstream Christian and the Christianity in this regard, you probably think that it is. Yet consider, and this was a young man by the name of Mark Twain. He wrote this. He said, in religion and politics, people belief and convictions are in almost every case gotten a second hand without examination from authorities who have not themselves, okay, listen to me carefully, examined the question as issued, but have taken them at second hand from other non-examiners whose opinions about them were not worth a brass nickel. Do you really know what constitutes the genuine gospel that Joshua and his disciples preached, or have you made a careless assumption following the crowd, as Mr. Mark Twain stated, noting and taking your belief from secondhand superstition because somebody said it. Probably you were taught the mainstream understanding of the gospel while growing up. Maybe so. You know, I go to church because my mom and them taught me to go to church, and my grandmother went to this church, and my whole family is from this church. Assumption, superstition. When you was growing up, these things probably was part of what you have built your faith upon. In any case, you have more than likely not seen the need to question your belief. After all, most professing Christians, you know, authorized, are in agreement here. Surely they might be right, or are they? Now, in the fashion of Obed's prophecy, Christ, the Yahshua the Christ warned, take heed that no man deceive you. How many of us has taken heed? But many shall come in my name saying I am the Christ and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:4-5. And many modern versions place the quotation around, I am the Christ, assuming that Christ was talking about individuals who would claim, hallelujah, to be actually be the Christ themselves. However, my friend, there have not been many such people over the centuries that have been taken seriously, much less those who have been deceived, many. Another interpretation some have offered. Yahshua was referring to the false saviors, figures like Hitler. But there is really, he is talking about the liberty with this text. He remember, Christ said, many shall come in my name. A clearing rendering of what Yahshua meant would be, take care, take heed, take care that no one lead you astray. Indeed, many will make use of my name, saying that I am the Christ, yet deceiving me. What an astounding warning. Christ was foretelling that many false preachers would talk about him, and they would even proclaim that he is the Christ, the expected Messiah. Yet even after acknowledging, but Yeshua and his leadership, the deceivers are prophesied to seduce the unwary from a correct understanding of Yahshua's genuine gospel. How about you? Might you have been deceived too? The Bible said the devil would deceive this whole nation. Do not make careless assumptions. Find out, prove it. What is true? Then you will really know. And nobody, I say nobody, will be able to fool you. You see, first of all, in order for you to do these things, you must have an open relationship with Yahshua connected to your spirit man, not your flesh, my friend, not the way you dance, you shout, you preach, but your spirit man must have a connection with Yahshua. The false assumption and the false hope. Yahshua said this about certain false religious teachers of this day. People draw near to me, he said, with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart, not your fleshly heart, my friend, because there is no good thing that dwells in your fleshly heart. The heart is deceitful in all its ways. But you must connect to Yahshua in the spirit, man. Hey, God, that's why he said it. He said, if any man that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. But you see, they're worshiping up him with their lips. I love you, Lord. I adore you. I want to be with you, but your heart is far from him. And in vain they worship me, saith the Lord, teaching the doctrines and the commandment of men. In Matthew 15:8-9, Yahshua is plainly saying that one can worship him with no purpose and be useless. If the doctrine on that which worship is based have their source of men, and there are numerous ideas about how to interpret scripture rather than on the plain intent of teaching of the word of God, what then is the actual gospel that Yahshua preached? Did he simply tell people to believe on him? Or was it far more than that? Sure, this is a vital question, my friend. But if you believe a lie rather than the truth, you will eventually find yourself holding a bag of false hope and unfulfilled exceptions. Now in Luke 13, Christ explained the parable of those holding false hope. Many will begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, you remember when I was back in yonder street and preached your word and I fed the hungry and I fed them and I clothed them. I went to the hospital and I visited them. Okay. All these things you will reply. But what would he say? I do not know you. Who are you? Where are you from? Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank. Mm-hmm. You want to remind him as if he don't know. You're in your presence, and we taught in the streets, but he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where are you from? Who are you from me? All you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself be thrust out. Matthew 25:20. Deliverance of God, whether or not we are here to strictly to do exactly the same gospel that Christ and his apostles preach. We're preaching everything but the word of God. On the authority of Yahshua the Christ, I say it makes a great difference of how we preach and distribute the word of God. After Yahshua's crucifixion and his resurrection, he appeared to his disciples, and he commissioned them to go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes is baptized and will be saved, but he that believeth not is on him. Matthew, Mark 16:15-16. Christ later inspired the Apostle Paul to pronounce a double curse on anyone who would dare preach a different gospel. You don't hear people telling you that. They preach what they want to preach. But if you're preaching a different gospel, the Bible says, I pronounce a curse upon you. On anyone who dared preach any different than the gospel that his apostles preach. He told him in Galatians, Christian, but if it be, he said, even if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel. Did you hear that? Even if you're an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel. You then, what we have preached to you, let him be a curse, as we have said before. So now I say again, if anyone preaching any other gospel to you and you sitting up under it and you accepting it without examining yourself, you're the word that are coming to you, huh? Hello, somebody. What have you received? You have been deceived. He said, let him be a curse. In Galatians 1:8-9, great pain to warn the Corinthian Christians about false ministers who would come preaching any other gospel than what Yahshua and was proclaiming, a different gospel. 2 Corinthians 11:4. This is why I say, as a minister of Yahshua the Christ, that it's critical important, my friend, for you and your salvation to recognize the truth Yahshua the Christ for yourself, what is genuine. What is the genuine gospel which is preached? And Yahshua himself made that very clear. He said, I can easily be shown this in the Bible and the gospel not revolving, it says, solely around the personality of Yahshua, the Son of God, of course. Yahshua is the Messiah who shed his blood, okay? Yahshua, his blood, so that our sins might be forgiven. You need to deeply appreciate and proclaim, praise the Lord, that the truth. But if you yourself does not constitute and complete the gospel, certainly, my friend, we need understanding of Christ's sacrifice. The Bible says, nor is there any other salvation in other, but there is no other name under the heaven is given by men which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Consequently, the name of Yahshua the Christ is absolutely vital. Yet it is absolutely false to say about Yahshua as many, how do we do it? He is the gospel. He is the kingdom of God. There is much more to the true gospel message preached by Yahshua the Christ. The gospel of Christ, my friend. I want you to know that the gospel of Christ is vital, that you have the real gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is about Christ. It's the true gospel, the message being preached. At the end of the Old Testament, God inspired the following prophets, the prophets, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will surely come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in which you delight. In Malachi 3:1, you mean, tell me that's Malachi? They're not talking about beating you down about your tithe? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. According to Mark 1:2-4, the first mention here refers to John the Baptist, who prepared the way before the Christ. The first coming of Christ is referred to next as the Lord, even the messenger of the covenant. So Yahshua the Christ was sent as a messenger. A messenger bears a message from someone else, and so Yahshua did, as he was made plain by stating, the word which you hear is not mine, he said, hallelujah, but the Father who sent me. John 14:23. God the Father sent Christ to announce the messenger for him. What kind of message was it? The word of the gospel. It originates from the old English word gospel, good spell, meaning good news or announcement of the glad tidings. The New Testament translator used gospel for the Greek noun. See, he used it, praise God, he changed it. That's what you have to understand. And he said the English word evangelist, preaching the gospel, is derived. It arrived in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John have come to be known as the four gospels because they related four separate accounts of Christ delivering his announcement of the good news. So what this good news is all about, let the scriptures answer. Open your Bible and you turn to Mark 1:14-15. Read God's inspired Mark. He inspired Mark to write this. Now that John was put into prison, Joshua came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Who talks about repenting anymore? Nobody talking about repent because everybody's saved. Just come on up here and give me your hand. Get a picture of your hand and your heart to God. And then come back next Sunday and bring me your pocketbook or your wallet. They're not concerned about whether you know the gospel or not. They're not concerned about your soul. They're concerned about the dollar bill. They count you, baby, when they see those heads sitting out there, they count dollars, not souls. And this is the gospel here. There's only one. And it is about kingdom of God. Some will attempt to deny the premises of the kingdom of God in the gospel by pointing out that Mark 1:1 mentions the gospel of Yahshua the Christ. It is also referred to the doctrine of blood because it was a message from God. But the New Testament overwhelmingly calls it the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that is what the gospel is all about. Looking at what one scholar worked and attest to, there is clearly agreement among the symphonies of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that the kingdom of God was the principal theme within Messiah, within Yahshua's message. There's no argument about this. They represented some 50 sayings and parables of Yahshua concerning the kingdom. It is then a matter of consensus within the canon that the kingdom constitutes a primary focus of Yahshua the author. Do not blindly believe this booklet, or any commentary, a Bible study aid. Believe your Bible. Believe God's word. Believe God. People have gone off the track spiritually by relying solely on what man say and not what God say. Amen. The scripture command you to do what? Prove all things. Just because your pastor said, okay, what, he's a man like anybody else, and he sinned too. Hello, somebody. Filled with sin too. He's not distracted from sin. You need to know the word. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, check up on this and examine it for yourself. Suspend your option and just read what God says. And it will soon be clear in your mind that the gospel of Christ is the message from the Father about the kingdom of God. Yahshua affirmed this. How did he do this? After teaching in the city of Capernaum, he said, I must preach the kingdom of God to every city, also because for this purpose I have been sent. He was 9:35, testified that this is exactly what he did. And Yahshua went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. See, when you preach the gospel of the kingdom, the word draws men souls. That's what draws men, is the word of God, not you. You should be given the gospel that men are drawn by what the word says. And Jesus said, Yahshua went about all the city and the villages teaching and preaching in the synagogue the gospel of the kingdom. According to Joshua, what should life primary focus be? The word of God said, first seek you the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How many preach that? First seek ye the kingdom of God. Who you seeking? The kingdom of God. Hey, God. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In Matthew 6:33. And what has come to be known as the Lord's Prayer? Joshua said, in this manner, therefore pray our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. The gospel that Christ brought is indeed the good news of the coming of the kingdom. That is the message that Joshua preached. He sent his disciples out preaching that very same message. If anyone come preaching anything other than what this is said right here, let him be accursed. He sent his disciples out preaching that. And they did preach it the rest of their lives. It is not until the false teachers began to subvert it and early churches that Christ's gospel began to be perverted. Paul, writing more than 20 years after Christ's death, was aware of one such distortion. There are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. 1:7. Among the growing number of heresies, perhaps none was gaining much momentum as the new gospel about the events of Christ's life and for even simply believing on this person to be saved. Gradually, then the truth of the gospel of Christ was supplanted by a false gospel about the Christ. You need to know what you serve. The Bible said many of you worship, but you don't know what you worship and who you worship. Many of us, in the mouth of Christ, I'm getting ready to close, praise the Lord. In the mouth of Christ, those who, while he was on earth, he sent forth to proclaim it. It was good tidings of the kingdom of God, which he had come to establish after Christ's death and resurrection. It became the good tidings about Christ's death. Emphasis out on him. You must understand that it's Christ. It is him. It is the Christ. This is why he's saying, I need you as to come and build a relationship with me. Because when you build a relationship with him, the word of God says, I have no need that no man teach you anything. Because he will teach you. He will teach you what he needs you to know. But you're sitting up under everybody, every wind of doctrine, every false doctrine, you are tossed to and fro. You have no standstill. You're tossed to and fro. Because whatever sounds good, you believe it. You believe what sounds good. But you have no knowledge of who he is. He said, many of you praise me with your lips. Your heart is far from me. But he said to us tonight, you must know and you must get to know me. And the word that he preached is the same word that we should be preaching ourselves. No other gospel should be meant to us. Christ sent out his disciples to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they departed and went through the gospel and the healing everywhere. In Luke 9:2-6, and when the apostles returned, in verse 10, Christ took them to a desert place. But when the multitude knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and heal those who had need healing. Who healing anybody anymore? They don't even heal hands. They don't do no healing no more. They can't. They have nothing to do it with. They don't lay hands on the sick no more and they shall recover. Speak life to them. They can't speak life because they have no life in them to speak. Hey God, he just saying today, you need to get to know me. And the miracles that I did, you shall do. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Yes. You should speak and miracles shall appear. Everybody not want to buy a miracle. But I have to tell you, my friend, it is he that you should get to know, the Christ, Yahshua, the Christ. Father, I thank you tonight, praise the Lord, for your word tonight, for your word is true. And you spoke that it might be plain that a fool could not err. Thank you tonight, God, that you open the hearts and the minds of your people, that we may know, praise God, the Christ that we should be calling upon, following after, and seeking to find out who he really is. Because there is a new world coming. And only those who know him as the Christ will enter into that space. But Father, I thank you tonight, and I bless you, because I know that you're the Christ. You're the only true and the living God. There is no other that I shall bow to. Hey, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word tonight. And, Father, I thank you for introducing and preaching the gospel is preached about the kingdom of God. Until this time, next time, praise God, tomorrow, I want to continue, praise the Lord, with the name of Yahshua. What about that name of Yahshua, which is the Christ? We say Jesus, but I want to let you know that Yahshua is his Hebrew name. So you be blessed. You be blessed. And we'll talk more, praise God, about the word of God, because it's time not to separate the have and the have not. Because you got to understand one thing. He's only coming back for those that are his. Until this time, tomorrow night, I want you to be blessed. And remember, keep mention of me in my prayers. I will pray for you in my prayers and ask God to give you clear understanding, that you may have an understanding on what he's really coming back for. Don't let it be said, too late, shall be the cry. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Anointed Word Ministries. You be blessed. You be blessed. And remember, the Lord is standing with outstretched arms saying, come. You come as you are. And he will get you straight. He will work it out for you. You just come. Come to him, and he will not turn you away. You be blessed. You be blessed. Praise the Lord.